Unit 1. History and Legends. 1. Tracing History. Han Mei Mei has just immigrated to the United States. Her new home is in Cambridge, Massachusetts. John is her new classmate and friend. They are talking about their plans for the weekend.
Han Mei Mei, what's your plan for the weekend?
I plan to travel around Harvard University and know more about it. To tell you the truth, I plan to apply for Harvard after graduation from high school. It's better to get to know it. What about you?
I get together with my Christian brothers on Saturdays.
Oh my God! John, I didn't know you were religious. You just look like a scientific kook. Like Leonard in the Big Bang Theory.
Come on, Han Mei Mei, don't make a fuss. A lot of Americans, including many scientists, believe in religion.
But I'm really surprised. I thought science and religion are not compatible. Are they?
Yes, they are compatible. Actually, the U.S. is both the most developed and the most religious country in the world.
I've heard about it a little bit before, but I don't understand. How can people believe in God since they know God doesn't exist?
That's a little complicated. You'll get to know it when you're acquainted with the U.S. history later on. Religion was and is a part of American people's life. Guess what? Even Harvard University, which is a highly academic institution, is in a sense the product of religion.
Really?
Absolutely. It was founded by a group of Puritan immigrants from England.
Why was it founded by the Puritans? Where were the atheistic educators?
Because most of the first English immigrants who came to the United States were Puritans.
How come? I mean, why most of them were religious people?
That's because in the 16th and 17th century, there was a series of religious reforms in England. Many religious separatists were persecuted and fled to other countries.
So, you mean people didn't enjoy religious freedom in England?
Yes, that's why Puritans moved to the New World, where they believed they could establish a heaven for Puritans. Later on, it was these Puritans who founded Harvard College.
Why did they want to found a college?
Many Puritans had received classic style of higher education in Oxford University and Cambridge University back in England. They hoped that their descendants could receive this kind of education as well.
Oh, I see.
Actually, Harvard was first named New College, without a formal name.
When did it begin to be called Harvard University?
In 1639, it was renamed after its major benefactor, John Harvard. Interestingly, John Harvard himself was a clergyman.
It seems that Harvard was predestined to be influenced by religion.
Therefore, it's not exaggerate to claim that had there not been religion, there would not be Harvard.
Wow, I didn't know that religion had played such an important role in Harvard history.
Religion has been playing an indispensable part in Harvard history as well as the United States history.
I finally begin to get to know Harvard. It seems that my knowledge of Harvard is rather poor. I have a lot of work to do before applying to Harvard.
Remember that Harvard is a part of the United States. So you have to know the U.S. history and culture if you want to have in-depth knowledge of Harvard. The two are closely related.
That's right. I have a lot to learn from you.
You can ask me any question anytime.